And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 5th of July, 2010. It's the birthday of Jean Cocteau, born in Maison Lafitte, France, 1889, hung out with Picasso and Proust and Eric Satie. Jean Cocteau, who called poetry a religion without hope. He was prolific. He wrote novels, he wrote plays, screenplays, but considered himself first and foremost a poet. Jean Cocteau said, "Poetry is indispensable if only I knew what for." It's the birthday of Cecil Rhodes, born in Hertfordshire, England, 1853, a founder of the De Beers Diamond Company, which made him a very rich man, and out of his great wealth he established the Rhodes Scholarship to fund postgraduate study at Oxford. And it's the birthday of one of those novelists who's found great critical success, not so great commercial success, Craig Nova, born on this day in Los Angeles, 1945. Grew up in the Hollywood Hills, went to Berkeley, studied writing at Columbia, wrote his first novel, Turkey Hash, while he was in his 20s. Got great reviews, didn't pay the bills, got a job driving cab around Manhattan for a few years, managed a tree farm. Now he's a professor at the University of North Carolina. His most recent novel, The Informer, set in Berlin in the 30s, came out just a few months ago. The Informer, which begins with the sentence, "Gela turned away from the man in the car and stepped onto the sidewalk, the money in her hand." Here's a poem for today by Eleanor Lerman, entitled Starfish. This is what life does. It lets you walk up to the store to buy breakfast and the paper on a stiff knee. It lets you choose the way you have your eggs, your coffee. Then it sits a fisherman down beside you at the counter who says, "Last night the channel was full of starfish." And you wonder, is this a message, finally, or just another day? Life lets you take the dog for a walk down to the pond where whole generations of biological processes are boiling beneath the mud. Reeds speak to you of the natural world. They whisper, they sing, and herons pass by. Are you old enough to appreciate the moment? Too old. There is movement beneath the water, but it may be nothing. There may be nothing going on. And then life suggests that you remember the years you ran around, the years you developed a shocking lifestyle, advocated careless abandon, owned a chilly heart. Upon reflection, you are genuinely surprised to find how quiet you have become. And then life lets you go home to think about all this, which you do for quite a long time. Later, you wake up beside your old love, the one who never had any conditions, the one who waited you out. This is life's way of letting you know that you are lucky. It won't give you smart or brave, so you'll have to settle for lucky. Because you were born at a good time, because you were able to listen when people spoke to you, because you stopped when you should have and started again. So life lets you have a sandwich and pie for your late-night dessert, pie for the dog as well. And then life sends you back to bed, to dreamland, while outside the starfish drift through the channel with smiles on their starry faces as they head out to deep water, to the far and boundless sea. Poem by Eleanor Lerman, Starfish, from Our Post-Soviet History Unfolds, published by Saraband Books and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.